Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this week, and the first movie is Henry's Crime, and Keanu Reeves is Henry, and he's a complete doormat until he gets thrown into prison for robbing a bank, which he did not do. Then he gets new perspective, and he talks his cellmate, who's James Caan, into helping him really rob the bank.
Hey, I'm Max.
Henry.
Henry, what are you in for?
Bank robbery.
Freeze!
I didn't do it. What are you in for?
Life. You came to jail? They asked me to help you rob a bank?
I did the time. I may as well have done the crime.
Now, this is not your full guns blazing, tank driving, C4 exploding kind of bank robbery movie. In fact, besides Keanu getting run over by a car, there isn't much action to this at all, which is not a bad thing. It's more like the old time robbery movies that are all about the characters and not about the special effects. And for any of us who are familiar with being a doormat from time to time, you can kind of relate. Now, personally, it's not like I've taken it as far as robbing a bank to even out karma, but I certainly have demanded that I be given correct change at the bagel shop. Now, the characters, they're all great. Vera Farmiga, way on the edge. James Caan, great. And Fisher Stevens, for some reason, I really love. I love to hate that guy in anything he does. So if you're up for rooting for the underdog in an understated way, this one is for you. So in our movie Night Traffic Light, Henry's Crime is a green light. Now into a movie with nothing but action. It's Fast Five, and Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, they're running up against the law and the bad guys, and Dwayne Johnson is the law tracking them down and trying to figure out who the bad guys are. But one thing is for sure, everybody's gonna have to drive like crazy to stay ahead of the game and stay alive.
All right, listen up. The men we're after are professional runners. We find them, we take them as a team, and we bring them back. And above all else, we don't ever, ever let them get in the cars.
Home sweet home.
Now this is your full guns blazing, tank driving, C4 exploding kind of action movie, and then some. You know, I'd say of the 2 hours of this movie, you've got yourself about 10 minutes of dialogue. Okay, yeah, bit of an exaggeration, but not much, which means not much in the way of deep character development. But who cares? You get exactly what you want from this movie, entertainment. Not to mention the amazing cars and the amazing guys driving those cars. You know, I got so wrapped up in all of it that I actually felt worn out after the movie, like I was the one doing all the tough stuff. Now wouldn't that be great? Just sit back, watch a movie, and get a great workout. Not sure my doctor would buy that as a good way to lower my cholesterol, but I sure like it. So if you need your action fix, this is the way to go. So in our movie night traffic light, Fast Five is a green light. For more movie information, go to movienighttrafficlight.com and enjoy the movies.